بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the kalam of Arif Billah Hazacha Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. Title: Tere Aashiqon Mein Jeena, Tere Aashiqon Mein Marna. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, meri zindagi ka haasil. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, meri zindagi ka haasil. Ye teri inayatein hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa, ye teri inayatein hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa, meri jaan na tawaka, tere gham pe sabr karna, meri zindagi ka haasil. Ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazba pinha, ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazba pinha, mera naal ye nadamat, tere sang dar pe karna, meri zindagi ka haasil. Mera har khata pe rona hai, yahi meri talafi, mera har khata pe rona hai, yahi meri talafi, teri rehmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm maaf karna, meri zindagi ka haasil. Kisi ahle dil ki suhbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, kisi ahle dil ki suhbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, میری زندگی کا حاصل.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى. اما بعد, these are ayat that were rendered. These are actual great bayans of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, who was the Mujaddid of the Zamana of Tasawuf, and taught us what is the reality of this Tasawuf, why do we come to these majalis, these khankas, etc. And in reality, we come to these places to learn what is the purpose of life. Why did Allah Ta'ala give us life? And Ya Hazrat has titled this poem very beautifully, and this was one of the initial poems Hazrat wrote in his life, in this part of Tasawuf, in this part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as Hazrat used to say, that the poetry that the Ahlullah write, and that what Hazrat write, is not like other poetry, just for entertainment. These one couplets are great bayans. If Allah Ta'ala can just give me an iota of the reality and understanding, and we listen attentively and try to understand, then we'll see where we have to reach. And we'll realize that this path we have to carry on till our last moment. And a person who continues and carries on, Allah's fazl, Allah Ta'ala will just take him over, and count him amongst the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. So Ya Hazrat is titling this poem very beautifully, that Teri Aashiko Me Jina, Teri Aashiko Me Marna, that to love amongst your lovers and to die amongst your lovers. And why a person will really desire this, as Hazrat explains in this poem, when you come to realize the reality, then you'll know what is the enjoyment of life, that which company to keep with, which company you will really enjoy. And the real enjoyment and real company is the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That enjoyment you can't explain, and a person cannot even put it on paper. That is something, and enjoyment is a condition of the heart. It's not an outward thing. Today we are fooled with outward conditions, and we think the person is in enjoyment. But generally, 99%, when look at people that outwardly are in haram entertainment places, they look like they're enjoying themselves, but ask them, how you feeling? They all got stress. 99% of the people today, their sickness are stress related. And in reality, there's no such a thing like stress. Stress in reality, beautifully Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those people who forget Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala will make you forget yourself. So you'll be living in misery all the time. So Hazrat teaches us here that the real enjoyment, love amongst the lovers of Allah. And then learn to die amongst the lovers of Allah. In other words, give our life for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how will this be possible? Hazrat explains here, Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. That how should a person pass his life? These, one of these two conditions will come upon a person's life every moment of your life. One of these two conditions. So Hazrat says, it is only possible to pass through this path of life. And this path of life, who gave us life, we must go back to that great Allah Rabbul Izzat who gave us our life. And present our life to Allah. And be eager to give our life to Allah. And as we have learned in the Mautkiyad also, in the Had also, in the Had also, in the other Kitab also, that a person who wishes to meet Allah, Allah Ta'ala is waiting to meet that person. So Hazrat says it is only possible to pass through this road of life, that sometimes you'll have to make sabr, and sometimes you'll have to make shukr. In other words, sabr, that in the initial stages, but to get up a fajr is not so easy. To control our gazes is not so easy. But when a person sits with the lovers of Allah, then those who have got connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then as Hazrat explains, that guna se bachna asaan nahi, mazidar hoga. that to save yourself from guna won't be just easy, it will be enjoyable. Then sabr will be enjoyable. And then a person will make shukr also that, Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq to come to the majlis. A person will never ever, and when a person makes shukr, then pride cannot come in that person's heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality. That further Hazrat explains that what is the whole object and purpose of this life? Ye teri radha me jina, ye teri radha me marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab ye hai tera fazl karna. That, O Allah, to love in your happiness, in your pleasure, and to die in your pleasure. And that is the most important thing that we have to be working and we have to be crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That waridwanu min Allahi akbar. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. Like a pious servant, as we have learnt in Mautkiyad also, that the four categories of people with regard to death, the highest category are those people that just have submitted all their desires to Allah Ta'ala. That when Allah Ta'ala wants to take them, how long Allah wants to keep them in this world, they are just totally happy on the decree of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which is called Radayat or Taslim. So Taslim. So to work towards that, at least to make dua for that. That, oh Allah, grant us the stage of Radha and Taslim, that to love in the obedience and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also is important that we say we love for Allah. But Allah will only be happy with the model Allah has given us. That is given us. That is the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to ye teri rida mein marna, to die in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? As our Dada Shaykh explained, that Allah has made it so easy that you can give your life, get the stage of a martyr, and you still be alive. In this time and age, to practice on one sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not one martyr's reward, 100 martyr's reward. And Hazrat says, you're sitting in the company of your home, and you're still alive, and you get the reward of a martyr. So to learn to give our lives for Allah, that sometimes desires are taking us towards haram, but you tell your desire, you tell your nafs, you tell shaitan, I'll die, but I won't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's easy for me to talk and say it, but this is what we need in the company of the friends of Allah. Then with the zikr of Allah, as Hazrat explains, with concentration, how we should make our zikr, then we'll see a person gets the strength and how easy it is. Hazrat further says, Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tere fazl karna. That, O Allah, upon my abdiyat, that I am your slave, O Allah, that you show your fazl and your kindness upon me, that you allow me to come in these majalis, you allow me to come in your court, O Allah, you allow me to perform namaz. This is no person's own ability, and it's no achievement. In another poem, our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, that, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. That, O Allah, if you have chosen me, it is only your fazl, only your kindness. And in another couplet before that, a pious person says, ye karam bhi, ye talab bhi, usi ka karam ka sadqa hai. That this desire that I had to come to this majlis also, this desire that I have, it is the fazl of Allah. Allah's special favor that Allah puts in the heart. But for this we have to make dua to Allah, and we have to show our eagerness. Allah Ta'ala puts the fazl that upon useless people like us, a slave of Allah, and a slave who humble himself in the court of his master makes him like a king. And we see that, so Allah give us tawfiq. That further Hazrat explains, yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat, kabhi girya wa bukaye, kabhi aaye sar bharna. So Hazrat explains, who are the lovers of Allah? How to find and how to recognize the lovers of Allah? The lovers of Allah, this is their way of life. This is their natural way, that yahi aashiqon ka seva, yahi aashiqon ka aadat. This is their way of life, their temperament, their nature has become kabhi ghirya wa bukaye. That although they are enjoying the ibadat of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, but sometimes they are crying and they are begging of Allah that even my namaz I did not make properly. Even my tahajjud, people like myself, we don't even cry upon our sons. We have to be crying. Hazrat Sufyan Sauri rahmatullahi, referring to Sahaba Rajam, says, I saw such people that used to spend the night in ibadat, and at the time of Fajr they are busy crying and asking for forgiveness. And today I see people spending their time in enjoyment and they are still laughing. Allah Ta'ala give me, and today what is my condition? That we just enjoy ourselves in the disobedience of Allah. No istighfar on our tongue, in our heart. So the friends of Allah, that kabhi ghiriya wa bukai. And they not just crying, just ordinary. They are crying and they are sobbing. And tears are flowing from their eyes. And they are looking and realizing that their life they have just wasted. And kabhi sar bharna. And sometimes to take a deep sigh of what, how did I spend my life? Or take a sigh, Ya Allah, you gave me this opportunity. Hazrat explains one time, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi visited Barbados in the West Indies, and it so happened Hazrat's plane landed. According to schedule, Hazrat was going to make it for the Salah time, but when they reached there, the first rakat was over, and then Hazrat completed his salah. After making salam, then he took a deep sigh. Ah, pata nahi kitne saalon se takbir ula chhoot gaya. That I don't think Hazrat must have rakat this takbir ula, he must. And he said, I don't know after how many years I must my takbir ula. These people took a great lesson. Hazrat explained to us that they took a great lesson, and then they made a ruling in their masjid that if any pious person is coming to our masjid, we will wait till he comes, even if we have to delay the salah. And this shows the honor. When you honor the friends of Allah, how much honor Allah will give us. So Hazrat is teaching us here that this is the friends of Allah. All the time worried to please Allah Ta'ala. Yahi iski alamat hai, yahi iski zamanat. Kabhi zikr ho zubah se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And what is the sign of the love of Allah? What is the guarantee of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Myself, it's easy to fool myself that I got the love of Allah. I'm guaranteed that I'm the love of Allah. But we have to check, kabhi zikr ho zubah par. Sometimes on the tongue all the time, making zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And sometimes in the heart. In other words, never unmindful for a moment also of the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is, it starts on the tongue, but it must penetrate the heart. That Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah says, if you want contentment, then bi zikrillah. What the zikr of Allah? In other words, start with the zikr of Allah and then get soaked fi zikrillah. In the obedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As Hazrat explained so beautifully, that Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Mawlana Madani Rahmatullahi used to have all the time a tasbih with him all the time. And now he became a great Shaykh. Still he's got his tasbih, in his hand and making zikr. People said, Hazrat, now you reach you are a Shaykh, you don't need the tasbih. He says, the thing that took me to Allah, how can I leave that behind? So we also, Hazrat teaches us, we should have a tasbih in our pocket. That we going even in the bazaar, you put your hand in your pocket, you find your tasbih, make tasbih. And make zikr of Allah, fort kalima, etc. So these are the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this is the sign that Allah Ta'ala, all the time you are worried that Allah must be happy with what I am doing. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, teri aashiqon mein jeena, teri aashiqon mein marna. Hazrat further explains that what is the life support of my life? What is the sum total of my life? We all have got different support that if I do this degree, if I get that the post, then I'll be set in my life. No, Hazrat is saying that the real life support of a person, even if you speak, not even the machines are your life support, to love amongst the lovers, to die amongst the lovers. And Hazrat explained in another bayan that Hazrat wrote this poem on the basis of this ayat, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Sahaba was sitting in the masjid making zikr. Allah Ta'ala instructs Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, we know you love to be in solitude with Allah in a very high position by the arsh of Allah, by the arsh of Allah. But there are certain people in the masjid who want to be also connected to Allah Ta'ala. So go and sit with them and teach them how to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat very beautifully explains that the friends of Allah, they are flying by the arsh of Allah. But if their plane doesn't land down, then how are they going to take people like us and also take us to Allah Ta'ala? So the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they come, they sit in the majlis, they have gatherings with us so that they can teach us how we also get connected to Allah and just hold on to them and we will also fly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why? And then a person will realize, Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiko se seekha, tere sange dard pe marna. That I didn't know, O Allah, that the real essence of life is the love of Allah Ta'ala. I didn't know there's a thing like your love. I learned this from your friends that I must give my life at your threshold. And all this, O Allah, ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Meri jaane na tawa ka, tere gham pe sabar karna. That, O Allah, this is only your special favors and your assistance that when a person tries to obey Allah's command, Allah then assists that person. That this weak soul, Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq to make sabr on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from the disobedience. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tere jazbe pinha. Mera la na la na na la in adamat te tere sange dar pe karna. That, oh Allah, this is only your special gift. Ata'an hiyal. That Allah Ta'ala says, it is Allah's favor that Allah rewards you. We don't deserve it. So it is Allah Ta'ala's special favor that Allah Ta'ala pulls you towards Him. Just be pinha. And we should make dua that Allah take us, pull us towards you, O Allah. And what is that? When in this gathering your desire come, I must turn to Allah and make tawbah, Allah is pulling us. So make tawbah immediately. And what is that? Meri nala in adamat. Now you cry and you feel regretful over your past life. And let the tears of the heart come out and the eyes also come out. And realize that now I must give my life at the threshold of Allah Ta'ala. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi meri talafi, teri rahmato ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. How Allah Ta'ala has made it easy to get connected to Allah, that a person realizes my past life and cry about every moment of our life, and this is the way to make our compensation with Allah. That, oh Allah, please forgive me, and it is only out of the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah forgives a person, because Allah loves to forgive. Teri shani jazb hai, ye teri bandai parwari, mere jaan wa dil ka tushku hama waqt yaad karna. Then a person realizes that now I'm getting close to Allah. Like I get tawfiq to be paban on my namaz and make zikr, etc. This is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor that Allah is pulling me towards Him. Otherwise, me, a useless person like myself, me to remember Allah and to think of Allah, it's not within myself. It is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy, Allah's kindness, and this is what Allah gives in this company of the friends of Allah. We come with an open heart, and this is what Hazrat explains here, that where do you get this great wealth? Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. That Allah Hazrat is teaching us that a person who had a heart, who gave his heart to Allah, in his company, his sohbat, I got this great wealth of the love of Allah Ta'ala. I learn how to love for Allah, I learn how to die for Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here also. We should make dua that Allah, through the barakas of our Shaykh and our Mashayikh, also give us this encouragement and this line to love for Allah and die for Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. A few days ago we heard and we had a guest and he addressed us. Says, Mulana had mentioned the importance of dua in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. That what a connection dua has got in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and he proved it from the verse of the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala had made mention of the laws of fasting. And then in between that, Allah Ta'ala brought the aspect of dua. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala concluded with the laws of fasting again. So he proved from here that dua has got a connection with the Mubarak month of Ramadan. It is mentioned in this verse of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my servants ask of you regarding me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then verily I am very close to you, to the servant. In regards to this, it is mentioned, one dehati, one villager, he came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the question. He said that, Ya Rasulullah, is Allah Ta'ala so close that we should whisper to Allah Ta'ala? Or is Allah Ta'ala at a distance that we have to call out loudly when we make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So Nabi alayhi salam at this stage, he didn't have an answer. So in that Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse of the Quran that I am very, very close. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than even your jugular vein. And according to another narration, the Jews of Medina, they came to Nabi alayhi salam and they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam that, Ya Rasulullah, that Allah Ta'ala is on the arsh, He's above the heavens, and we on the ground. So there's such a big gap between the heavens and the earth. So when we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, can Allah Ta'ala hear our dua? So on that Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse of the Quran that I am very, very close, and I will listen to your dua. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. That when a person, he makes dua and he calls to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will respond to such a person. Under this ulama, I have mentioned from this verse of the Quran that dua that is made silently, many say that is more superior than the dua that is made loudly. Many a time the Hazrat explained that Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib down Barakatum of Madinatul Munawwara, he explains muraqabah dua, where dua is made in the heart of a person. That there's no movement of the tongue, but just from the heart, a person, he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. So he says, this dua has a great effect. An example was given of a lady that was in Cape Town. And she had become murtad, na'udhu billah. So many, many jamaats had gone to her. They tried to encourage her, but she refused to accept Islam. So finally, one alim, he went there and he told her that, I'll have some tea. And when she went to make the tea, so he made muraqabah dua, made dua in the heart. And when he made this dua, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave her tawfiq, she recited kalima. She said, I felt like there was a bird that was in the heart. And this bird had then come out and it flew away. And once again, she came back onto deen. So this is muraqabah dua, dua that is made from the heart of a person. And Hazrat explains, he says that one possible reason why this is so effective is that when a person is using the tongue and is making dua, so we have to think of the words. Whereas when the dua comes out from the heart, this is direct. It is going from the heart directly to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that dua is accepted in the court of Allah. So in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, this is an occasion of du'as, pause. It is mentioned in the hadith, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. There are three categories of people. And their du'as are never rejected in the court of Allah Ta'ala. The first is as-sa'im hatta yuftiru. That a person that is in a state of roza, a person that is fasting, until the time of iftar, his du'a is not rejected in the court of Allah. The second, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, al-imam al-adil. That a just ruler, when he makes du'a to Allah Ta'ala, his du'a is not rejected in the court of Allah. And the third, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَدَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ. That the dua of an oppressed person, يَرْفَعُهَ اللَّهُ فَوْقَ الْغَمَامِ. That this dua Allah Ta'ala takes it above the cloud. وَيُفْتَحُ لَهَا أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. And the doors of the heaven are then open up for this dua. وَيَقُولُ الرَّبِّ. And then Allah Ta'ala تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى says,
لَأُجِيبَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ هِينَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ السَّلَامُ, that I will respond to your dua even though it is after some time. Ulama have mentioned, even if it is a non-believer and he has been oppressed and he also make dua, that ah that comes out of the heart of that person, that also doesn't go rejected. As we heard from Hazrat Daud Barakatum, an incident that there was a person that he was walking with his bride, just newly married. And while they were walking, it was a rainy day. So one person, one buzruk, a pious person, he was walking, puddles of water, and he tramped in the water, his leg went into that water. So some of the water then splashed. And then it went onto the gown of this bride. Now how she must have been dressed up, and all this water on her. So he became very, very upset. So he got up and he went, and he gave the buzruk one slap. So he doesn't say anything. He walked away. So this person, the husband, he walked a little front and he passed away. So everyone came to the buzruk and they said, "You killed him." He said, "How did I kill him? I didn't kill him." So they said, "No, you killed him." So he says that when the water or the mud splashed on his beloved, he took revenge. And when he slept, Allah's beloved, Allah Ta'ala took revenge. So this is da'watul mazloom. Person doesn't say anything, but it comes out from the heart of a person. So this is a month where a person should turn to Allah Ta'ala. No person should ever become despondent. And this we learn from various incidents of the Quran Sharif. The one incident Allah Ta'ala makes mention in the Quran Sharif is regarding Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. That how her mother had taken a vow that this child that is going to be born, muharraran fataqabbal minni, I have freed this child for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and not for dunya. So Allah accept this from me. So she didn't know that this was going to be a girl, and she had taken a vow that she will give this child for Baytul Muqaddas, for Baytul Muqaddas, for Baytul Muqaddas. It is mentioned when this child was born, she took this child and she went to Baytul Muqaddas. And there were various caretakers of Baytul Muqaddas. But she gave this child in the custody of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Wakaffalaha Zakariya. So the father of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Imran, he was the imam of Baytul Muqaddas. So everyone wanted this child. So Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam said that I'm married to the khala of this child, so I'll take care of this child. But the others were not prepared to accept. So they casted lots. Zakariya al-Islam was successful. So Zakariya al-Islam put her in one room of Baytul Muqaddas, had the best room in Baytul Muqaddas. And he would lock that room when he would leave and go away somewhere. And when he would come back, then he would open up that room. So kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-Mihrab wajada indaha rizqa. Whenever he came and he opened the room, he found that she got rizq, unseasonal fruits. In the month of winter, perhaps she's eating mangoes. And in the month of summer, she's eating oranges. قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمْ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Said, "Oh Maryam, where are you getting this from?" قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. This is from Allah. And Allah gives whoever He wishes without any reckoning. So Zakariya alayhi salam had full conviction in Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala can do anything and everything. But he never experienced something like this in his life. That something happening against the grain, that here unseasonal fruit that is found in the room, and when the room is locked. So he doesn't have any children. So at this time, he got some encouragement. And هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّا. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. That, oh Allah, give me pious, righteous offspring. He made dua to Allah ta'ala. So it is mentioned, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. One day when he was performing salah, so the malaika called out when he was in the room, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَا. Allah Ta'ala gives you glad tidings that you're going to have a son and his name is going to be Yahya. مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. He will testify to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَسَيِّدًا. He will be a leader. وَحَسُورًا. Hasura refers to that person that he will even stay away from those things that are permissible. He will be chaste to the extent that he will stay away from permissible food, permissible drink, from nikah. So here the ulama raise an objection. They say nikah is sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. How is it that he will stay away from nikah? So the ulama have written, they say when a person has got so much of fikr of akhirat and so much of concern for akhirat, that his heart doesn't even go towards dunya. And because of his concern for akhirat, he will not be able to fulfill the rights of his wife, and he sick of his wife, and he sick of his wife and his children. So for that person, he becomes permissible, doesn't make nikah also. وَبْنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and he will be a righteous and a pious servant of Allah Ta'ala. So see, that which was impossible. His wife, when it was told to him that you're going to have this child, he said, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ, how can I have a child? وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرُ وَمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرٌ, I've reached old age, marriage old age, my wife is barren. So in spite of such a condition where he had lost hope totally, then too the impossible became possible on the basis of dua. So this is dua. It is mentioned shaitan, when he was kicked out of Jannah, when he refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was thrown out of Jannah. At that time, shaitan comes back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what dua does he make at that time? He said that, oh Allah, give me life till the day of Qiyamah. He knows Allah ta'ala is displeased with him. He knows he's disobeyed Allah ta'ala. He's been thrown out of Jannah. He's cursed forever. But he doesn't give up hope in dua. He comes back to Allah ta'ala at that time. And he says that, oh Allah, give me respite till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah ta'ala accepts his dua. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ, you have been given this respite, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ, to a specified period of time. They say there's a great difference between shaitan and Adam alayhi salam. When shaitan made the mistake, and he ate of the forbidden fruit, and he had to come into the world, when he came here, he said, Wallah, can I make tawbah? Can I make istighfar? Can I come back to you? Allah Ta'ala said, you make tawbah, I'll put you back into Jannah. And when shaitan, he disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, Allah, then what does he ask? He says, give me respite, give me time, give me life till the day of Qiyamah. And then he says, with this life that you give me, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنِّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, I will sit on the straight path and I will lead people astray. So they say there's a great difference. On this also ulama say that there is nobody that is more tolerant than Allah Ta'ala. The most tolerant is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How many people are in kufr? How many people in shirk? How many people are enjoying the eating the food of Allah, using the cars of Allah Ta'ala, the petrol of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. And all this they use for the disobedience of Allah, but Allah Ta'ala never holds it back. Allah Ta'ala still gives a person more and more. So in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity that our du'as are accepted. Many a time it says also to us, that the malaika that are carrying the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, they are even commanded that leave your job now. Just say ameen to the roza of a fasting person. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamu ala ibarihi alladhin astafa ma ba'd. Wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ar-rajulu ala dini khalili, falyandur ahaduhum man yiqalil, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. My dear respected ulama, elders and brothers, our beloved Hazrat has put me a little bit on the spot, but Allah Ta'ala give me a tawfiq to say something which is beneficial. Alhamdulillah, in this hadith which I've just mentioned, the importance of good company. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that an individual, a man, he is upon the deen of his friend, his companion. And therefore, فَلْيَنْدُرْ, then look very carefully towards who you take as a friend and as a companion. And so my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions كُونُ مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, that stay in the company of the sadiqeen. And as we have heard, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the means, and He makes, although He is not bound by those, by that statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings such people and makes such people available that you and I can come and sit in their company. Alhamdulillah, we're living in a time where we are affected by the environment and the company we keep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He keep us all in good company and keep us all with the righteous. For respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our complete success in deen, in following the complete deen and in the way shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This effort of tasawwuf and the effort of hanka to be honest, is something that in our part in Australia is something still very new. And alhamdulillah, with the benefit of our connection with our beloved Sheikh, that this has now started to become more known, that in our area, alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've been having a weekly program running, and the feedback that we get, of course, ultimately these are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the way our beloved Shaykh puts these teachings across, then the feedback that we get is that people say that we have never, you know, looked at deen like we are looking at deen now. We have never looked at the reforming ourselves like we have reformed. We want to reform ourselves now. Sometimes random messages come saying that through these teachings that how they said that how it has opened our eyes. And this is really what happened, that the Haji Imdadullah Al-Hajar Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, that Mawla Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote many kitabs, and he was a great alim. But when it was asked of why he went and sat with Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he wasn't formally an alim, he had studied some basic level of kitabs, then Mawla Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that the sweetmeats that we used to hear of in the hadith, that was mentioned in the Dasa of Hadith, that we only tasted those sweetmeats when we were in the company of Haji Imdadullah. There we tasted it. In the same way how our Hazrat mentions that although sometimes we have knowledge of deen, we are doing effort of deen, we have some connection, ta'alluq with deen, but to understand deen. And that's why even our Hazrat has mentioned before that when that connection was made with our Sheikh Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, that how we realized we hadn't realized deen. That the real realization of deen, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the real believers are those that have great intense love. There's a big difference between going through the motions and have someone having deep rooted love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the friends of Allah, they find enjoyment in turning away from the disobedience of Allah. They do it with a loving heart, with great love in their heart. My respected elders and brothers, may Allah ta'ala give all of us, and myself first, that intense love, that we have come to try and learn the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in turn to make our islah, to reform ourselves and make our islah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Akhir da'wan alhamdulillah.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم على رسوله الكريم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. This month of Ramadan Allah has made, this is basically what Hazrat has taught us, and just a revision for all of us, is that in this month of Ramadan, one great favor and blessing that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah has given us fasting. Fasting is the main ibadah of the month of Ramadan. And fasting in essence means that besides whatever is haram, we have to stay away from some things which are halal as well. So this is the essence of fasting, and this is what we have to understand. That haram, that is impermissible throughout the year. That is never allowed at any time. A person has to give greater importance to giving up haram in this month of Ramadan, because Allah has made it so easy. The more we give up haram, the closer we become to Allah. Taqwa is that great gift that Allah has given the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we need to acquire. If we can acquire this year, we become the friends of Allah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah alayhi used to say, he said that why Allah made taqwa fard. He said some people feel it's such a hard thing. We must give up guna, we must give up sins. Things which we have so much inclination towards, things which we enjoy so much. He said, actually it was Allah's favor upon us that Allah made sin haram. Because Allah knew in His infinite knowledge
that sin was going to take us away from him. So Allah, out of his kindness, never wanted there to be any separation between his servant and between him. So Allah made guna is haram for you. Taqwa is fard. So if you have taqwa, you stay away from sin. Sin is that which takes you away from me. And I don't want you to be away from me. I want you to be close to me. I want you to become closer and closer. So if we understand that taqwa is actually this mercy of Allah, by which Allah gave us the chance to become close to him. Now, while we are here in this world, in the month of Ramadan, Allah has given us taqwa. One means of getting very close to Allah. The very special friends of Allah are those people. And the very beloved people to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are those people who have this quality of taqwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people who are closest to me, no matter where they may be, wherever they may be, are the people of taqwa. Whoever they may be, wherever they may be. If you have taqwa, you are the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the day of Qiyamah, when we read in Taraweeh, we will see every few pages, every few places, Allah will speak about how Allah loves the people of taqwa. And Allah will speak about the people of taqwa and their qualities, and how these people are so special to Allah, and what they will get in Jannah in the year after. This throughout the Quran we will see. Allah gave us in the month of Ramadan one means of getting close to Him, the fast. And this fast was so that we can learn to put brakes to control ourselves. So we have to keep that in mind. The second means which Allah gave us to become close to Him in this month is the means of tilawat of Quran. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ يعني القرآن. There is nothing which is so effective in taking us closer to Allah more than the Quran. In other words, there is no way that we can get closer to Allah through any other ibadah better than Allah's kalam, which came directly from Allah, the speech of Allah, the pure uncreated word of Allah. The more we join ourselves with the kalam of Allah, the closer we get to Allah. The third means Allah gave us of becoming close to Him is that in the month of Ramadan, 40 extra sajdas every day has been made sunnah muakkadah. That means every day through our Taraweeh Salah, every time we go into Sajda, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّاجِدُ. The time when we are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is those moments when we are in Sajda. And may Allah give me tawfiq and give us all tawfiq at the time when we are performing Taraweeh Salah and every Salah of our lives. If only we could understand that this is that time when I am the closest. My communion with Allah at this moment is so special. And really, yesterday one thought came to mind, and certain ladies program, and while speaking, this came into my mind. I said to the ladies, generally, unfortunately, alhamdulillah for men, because men perform salah in the masjid. So the taraweeh is itself a very enjoyable ibadah. But for women, many times, just to get finished. That means we're going to get now 20 rakats. It's like a burden upon us. Whereas Ramadan wasn't a burden. Ramadan was to take us close to Allah. Ramadan was Allah was giving us every opportunity to get close to Him. So I said, if we could all think and just visualize between every two rakats of Taraweeh, if we could just tell Allah, oh Allah, this next two rakats I'm going to perform because I love you. And the next two rakats, oh Allah, I'm going to perform because I love you. And every time we stand up, oh Allah, because I love you, two more rakats I want to speak to you. Even a person who doesn't understand Arabic, even if you're a woman's taraweeh is short, and for us here, we got all the more reason that, oh Allah, I want to listen to your kalam. Oh Allah, I want to make sajda and put my head down at your feet. Oh Allah, I want to feel that closeness. Now in Ramadan, Allah is giving us every opportunity. One is fasting, so we get taqwa, we become close to Allah. The second opportunity Allah is giving us now in the month of Ramadan is the tilawat of Quran. That means which will take us closest to Allah. Third opportunity Allah is giving, Taraweeh Salah. And this is just what we have to do. The only thing, we need to create quality in it. These things, unfortunately, many of us, and may Allah reward Hazrat Murana and all our mashayikh who have always been stressing and emphasizing this fact here, that the important thing, sometimes what we want to do, we want to get quantity done. But in actual fact, we must try as much as possible to get quantity. But more than that, we have to make an effort to get quality. A person with little ibadah, but he has quality in that ibadah. That ibadah is very, very special in the sight of Allah. Just a few days ago, I read Imam Ghazali rahimahullah wrote, he was speaking about tilawat of Quran. He said, one man, he makes the dabbur and he ponders when reading the kalam of Allah. And he takes lesson from every ayat. And obviously, this is something very far. But just this much, just to keep our minds on what we are reciting. That man there is reading Quran little bit. Another man is making khatams and khatams. He said, between the two, there's a world of difference. The mashayikh always say that the two rakats of an arif of Allah, a man who has recognized Allah, compared to 1,000 rakats of a worshipper, there is no comparison. We have to learn to get quality. And the fourth special ibadah of Ramadan is this, that dua. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. Inni qareeb. When a person makes dua to Allah, Allah is so close to us. And at that time there, when we speak to Allah, and every person can feel it and we can experience and witness it, don't make dua just a thing that I have to just do it because it's the month of Ramadan. Enjoy making dua to Allah. Enjoy speaking to Allah. And really, if we do just these few a'mal here, and we do it with quality, we will find the closeness of Allah which we can achieve in Ramadan. Really, it is incomparable. It is beyond our understanding. May Allah give me tawfiq. May Allah grant us all tawfiq.